Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Klopp tydelig frustrert av situasjonen med Brasil-trioen. Velkommen til pausepraten fredag 10. september ved Arve Vassbotten. Fredag møtte Jørgen Klopp pressen foran kampen mot Leeds, en kamp der oppladningen har vært alt annet enn optimal for Liverpool. Fortsatt vet ikke Klopp om han kan bruke Alisson Becker og Fabinho I kampen, mens Firmino fortsatt skadet, men han ville også vært omfattet av suspensjonen FIFA og det brasilianske fotballforbundet ønsker. Om spillerne hadde vært med på landslagsopphold med Brasil, måtte de sitte I 10 dager I karantene på hotell, og det mener Klopp en uholdbar situasjon for en profesjonell fotballspiller. Premier League-klubbene venter fremdeles på svar og håper at det brasilianske forbundet trekker seg tilbake, men tiden I ferd med å renne ut.
It's a really difficult situation and it's really tricky for all the clubs and players especially because we should not forget in this moment that the players wanted to play these games. The clubs wanted to let the players go, but it was just not possible. So I think nobody would have told us or would have expected that we just say, yeah, go there and then we will sort it while you are away. And maybe it's likely that you come home and have to go 10 days in a quarantine hotel. So that's a problem what we had. So we couldn't do that. But now it looks like, in the end, with all the things what happened in a moment, the real punishment get the players. Because if they can't play, that's what they do. That's what they love to do. And of course the clubs as well, but let's push that aside for a moment. It's about the players. And that's really not okay. We didn't decide that the players have to go. The world is in a pandemic. We all are still. In some moments it looks like it's not, but in other moments we get always reminded, and that's good because we have to be really on top of that until the end of the pandemic. But the football players so far got very often exemptions, and that didn't lead to any spread or whatever in the cities when a football player was positive, which did happen from time to time, obviously. But because of all the things we do during the week, with all the things, how often we get tested, how early we get knowledge about it, that's completely different to the normal society out there. If we get tested 3 times a week, so that means that we have it, and then maybe the next day somebody we have a test and then we know it, and then we are in quarantine. So it didn't happen a lot, but there was no solution for that. And the only thing what the FIFA and CONMEBOL did together, they decided we not only have an international break, that's clear, they have games, but then we put in another match day. We should not forget that. They played this morning at 1:30. And Brazil, by the way, in our case, it's Brazil. In other team, and for other clubs, it's other countries. But Brazil won all 3 games in that international break. But still, there's a complaint to the FIFA, and the FIFA tells us now that we are obviously in the moment. I don't know exactly what's going on in the moment, that we cannot play the players. Then before the last international break, we had that meeting with, I had that meeting with Arsene Wenger, and unfortunately I don't know the name of the other guy of the FIFA, but we had a meeting when they showed me the plans for the World Cup. When in that moment I got the message from our guys, there's no exemption from the government for the players. And all three people in the room agreed, yeah, of course, then the players cannot go. So, and now we have that situation. So this is the situation, and I don't know, still don't know what we, who we can line up at the weekend.
Jürgen Klopp bekrefter også at Virgil van Dijk klar til dyst mot Leeds på søndag. Stoppekjempen haltet av banen etter å ha blitt taklet på overtid I tirsdagens kamp mot Tyrkia. Men han sa til nederlandsk TV etterpå at han var ok. Men det var ikke bevis nok for Klopp, som avslører at han sendte melding rett etter kampen til van Dijk.
Yeah, I saw it, and of course I was concerned, but then my broadcaster switched off, and so I was in contact with my assistant to watch it, obviously, I think, on Dutch TV, and I asked him, is he okay? And he just texted back, not sure. It was not a good moment, but pretty quick after the game, Virgil sent thumbs up, and so it was all fine.
Harvey Elliott måtte avbryte sin samling med U21-landslaget på grunn av en skade, men Klopp sier at unggutten allerede kvitt den lille skaden. Naby Keita har også hatt et dramatisk landslagsopphold etter at han havnet midt I et statskupp I hjemlandet Guinea.
So Naby's here. Naby's well. That's all fine, but of course it's not good as well. So, but we are not influential. We tried what we could do to bring the players out as quick as possible, together with other clubs. But in 3 weeks' time, there's the next international break, and nobody knows how it will be there. That's true. And with Virgil, yes, Virgil is fine. Virgil trained yesterday, and is fine. All the other players who came back from international duties are fine as well.
Med James Milner det også usikkert. Han har ikke spilt siden serieåpningen mot Norwich.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Og det spørs om han blir klar til søndagens kamp. Du har akkurat lyttet til pausepraten det siste døgnet med Liverpool fra Liverpool Supportklubb Norge. En nyhetssending som legges ut på alle hverdager. For flere nyheter, besøk liverpool.no.